that's you, Kevin. You're a black magic woman.
Yes, I am.
I always come in here dressed as a witch. It's pretty cool. It's really weird around, you know, January 1st.
But it is strange. In the spring, yeah. Hey, it's Friday.
Hell yeah! That is awesome.
That means from 5 to 7, we do our old request fest. And it's different every week because the requests are different every week.
Yeah, it sort of goes in. It seems like people are in the mood for really, really heavy, loud stuff. Or they're in the mood for, what the hell? We don't ever play that. But okay, let's play it.
It does seem to be all over the place.
Yeah, and I approve of that.
That's agreed. Yeah. We're going to talk about our favorite horror movies.
Nice.
Of course, love that genre.
Oh, yeah.
Completely.
One of my favorites.
One American Dollar.
I'm going to win a buck, baby. Or are you going to win a buck? Who's going to win a buck?
I think you're going to win a buck.
I'm going to win the buck?
I think you are.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think it's easy enough that I'm going to make it 5 out of 6.
Damn it though. Every time I get close to winning, you change the rules and keep your dollar.
There's a principal at a school that is saying he's not going to celebrate Halloween, but they're going to have a fall celebration to include everybody.
To include everybody?
I don't know.
What, boring people? Who doesn't like Halloween parties?
I don't know.
It was my first party when I was in first grade, man, that I threw at my house, much to my parents' horror.
Were you drinking?
Oh, you know, I know. But I would have if I could have, I suppose.
All right. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Baba Booey!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You, Kevin, are a fan of Howard Stern, right?
I am, yeah.
They just hung out. The Rolling Stones.
Is that right?
Just hung out with Howard Stern. And it's a whole long interview. Apparently, they just posted it not too long ago, tweeted the Stones did. That's their latest thing, Angry. And I'm definitely going to watch it all this weekend. It's on YouTube.
So. That's fantastic.
I mean, that's a perfect combination.
Yes, agreed.
Howard Stern and the Rolling Stones, man.
You ready for something truly weird?
Talk to me, freaky.
Jeff Bezos is the focus of a bizarre petition urging him to buy and eat the Mona Lisa.
Oh, this I get behind 100%. Wow. Wow. Do it. Jeff.
People are scratching their heads after the petition urging him to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it. And by the way, it has over 18,000 signatures.
Wow. We need a lot more than that, though.
Of course, the iconic masterpiece was painted by Leonardo da Vinci in the early 1500s.
Yeah. So we've had it long enough. It's been around since the 1500s. We got to enjoy it.
France owns it.
Yeah, it's in the Louvre. They're pretty chill about stuff. They like weird pranks. They love it when people call their president pretending to be like a beloved star.
It's especially good.
Get through him. They love that.
The ad request comes from Kane Powell, a resident of Stevensville, Montana.
Montana, he's really bored.
Nobody has eaten the Mona Lisa.
How is this possible?
Right. It's just like, what? No one has seen this yet?
That is weird.
Jeff Bezos needs to take a stand and make this happen.
Dude's sitting out there in the middle of nowhere in a field in Montana, bored out of his mind going, Jeff Bezos should eat the Mona Lisa. I'll make this happen.
I'll bet there's some mushrooms involved in this particular one.
I bet you're right.
By this logic, consuming the Mona Lisa would be a groundbreaking act.
It's true.
Shattering the barriers of what's deemed possible and acceptable in the world of art.
Acceptable in the world of art.
Come on.
I find it a little hard to believe it would ever be acceptable.
They have 18,868 signatures.
Good start. Do you know where to go to sign up?
Yeah, of course. I can post it if you want.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, you have your assignment for the weekend. I mean, who cares? You know, it's not that important. It would be hilarious to watch
it. Oh, it would be so funny because you don't eat the frame, right?
No, you wouldn't eat the frame.
But it would be hilarious. Where do you start?
Now, is he allowed some peanut butter or cottage cheese with it to get it down?
I don't know the rules of that.
What would it taste like? What is canvas and paint? Must taste terrible.
I would think it would be terrible, but maybe it would be, it wouldn't taste like anything because it's so old.
Well, maybe. I think Jeff should give it a go. How much do you think it would go for? What would France take for it?
Oh, they say that they think it would be upwards of $1 billion.
$1 billion.
If they were to sell it.
Right.
But they aren't.
Well, we don't know this yet. We don't have enough people sign the petition. That's what we're going to do. You're going to post it to Kevin and Sluggo, right?
Mona Lisa draws millions to the museum annually.
But imagine them.
Continuous ticket sales would be worth more than selling it.
Yeah, but, you know, you do a holographic image of him recorded, like, eating, sitting right there where it was. And then you could pay, you know, people pay to come in and watch him eat it virtually after that. I'm on board, man.
I am on board as well. Here's a story that you're going to hate, a headline you're going to hate, and a story you're going to hate, and a person you're going to hate.
The trifecta of hate.
Humboldt Elementary School replaces Halloween-themed parties with fall-themed parties to include all students.
Shut up. What student doesn't want to have a Halloween party? If you're in school, you want the candy.
Usually the kids come in one day, they have a Halloween party,
sure.
They dress up.
Of course.
There's candy.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have a fall festival instead.
What does that mean? Pumpkin pie and a bunch of stupid things from one of those, like, you know, what are the Michaels or whatever? You know, the little ugly little November kind of crap that's cheerful and happy? Ugh. Blah!
I'm sorry. I was just going to wait for you to
finally find
the words.
I'm so frustrated.
Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. I believe we have Humboldt Community School District Superintendent Jim Murray.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Jim, what are you doing, man? Halloween is the best!
Halloween is not the best, my friend. I can tell you that right now. Many students feel like they are outside looking in when people celebrate Halloween, and we're trying to be inclusive to all the students in the Humboldt Community School County.
How many students are outside looking in, and how many are actually participating?
Well, I know we have one family, and they are Gordists.
They are what? Gordists?
Gordists, yes. They worship pumpkins. And they say every year at Halloween, it hurts their feelings seeing pumpkins being slaughtered for people's entertainment.
Well, maybe they just sit out that week. I mean,
right.
Is their last name, are they Charlie Brown? Because he was the only one who got a rock. He's the only one who wasn't happy at Halloween.
You don't know these people. They're very scary, and I'm afraid of them. And so I have decided to make this change, and we're going to celebrate fall. Yay, autumn.
Now, what kind of party is a fall party?
Yeah.
What goes on?
Well, we celebrate the season, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And we gather together, and we bob for leaves.
I'm sorry, you bob for leaves?
Yes. Yeah, we put some leaves in a bucket with water,
right.
And the children just have a jolly time just sticking their face in there trying to get a leaf.
Well, let's go back a little bit. You say, I sense that you're afraid of this family. The reason you're canceling Halloween, my favorite holiday of the year, is because these people who are Gordists are scaring you. Is that right?
Well, to be frank, it's not just them. I'm terrified of all parents.
Do you get a lot of complaints, or is it just that family?
Many, many complaints, and it's not good. I have a hard time holding in my stool.
Particularly at Halloween or around the year?
Around the year. Yeah, everybody's got a problem with something that we're doing at the schools. And so just out of sheer terror, I've been trying to change as many policies as possible.
What other policies do you have in your sights?
No grades.
No.
People are complaining about the kids not getting good grades.
I like that.
So no grades. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Optional attendance. Ooh. Show up, don't.
Okay. All right.
Don't care.
Yeah. Clothes are optional. You can wear them or not.
That might be a problem.
Yeah, that's good.
Just whatever you got, just bring it on. I'm just beyond caring at this point. I'm just praying for death or retirement, whichever comes first.
Well, enjoy the fall in Humboldt, sir.
Well, make sure to eat leaves.
Yes, we'll do.
Newest thing from Dirty Honey, a local band, Dirty Honey, Won't Take Me Alive. I really like that.
I do, too. That's a good song.
Solid stuff.
I need
Now, I can't figure out whether to make you guess 4 or 5 out of these.
How about 3?
4 or 5?
Well, what is it exactly?
It is the top 10 most played Halloween songs, according to Spotify.
Okay, all right.
So this is not subjective.
Right. These are actual streams or whatever.
Yes, streams.
Okay, that's fair enough.
10 most played Halloween songs, according to Spotify. 6 guesses to get 4, I guess. And you'll get those pretty easily, I think.
By the way, one American dollar is always happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. You may become a millionaire. Details at yamava.com. You know, you would think there's tons and tons of Halloween music, but every year, as a music program director, you go in and start looking for them, and they're like, no, that song sucks, or, oh, that's overplayed, or that's really Halloween.
That's the problem, is if you stretch certain songs, you can make them Halloween, but those songs aren't necessarily good.
No, and there's not really really very many. One of my favorite ones ever, and I'm not saying this as one of the guesses, is from Superstore. What was it? Something surfboard. Halloween surfboard.
That is incorrect. That's one guess.
Hey, damn it! And they were playing it continuously at the store, and it was driving everyone that worked there crazy.
Gotcha.
And I certainly know that how it goes. One that makes me crazy, and I can't stand and never did, like, Monster Mash has got to be on the list of the top 10.
Monster Mash.
Halloween songs.
Is number one.
Of course.
Hard to imagine that it's still number one.
Also hard to imagine it gets played so much. Thriller, Michael Jackson, I'm sure. Yeah, it's got to be on the list.
Thriller is number two.
One I do like, Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London.
Werewolves of London.
Hey, we're going to be talking about our favorite horror movies. What? How is that not on there?
It is not.
That's insane. American Werewolf in London is one of my favorite horror movies ever. And certainly for this season. Great stuff. Dead Man's Party, Oingo Boingo.
Dead Man's Party, Oingo Boingo is 14th.
That's ridiculous.
It's not in the top 10.
That's insane. Well, I guess it's just not streamed so much. Come on, people don't know Oingo Boingo outside of Los Angeles.
I know, that's a weird thing.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
Pet Sematary, Ramones.
Pet Sematary, Ramones. Incorrect. You can't get it right now. I'm sorry.
All right, what's on the list?
All right, top 10 most played Halloween songs according to Spotify.
So that's fair.
Number 10, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Sure, okay. Not really a Halloween song, but that's what you run into. That's the problem you run into this.
Right. Yeah. Number 9, Halloween theme, main title.
Oh, John Carpenter. I didn't know you could actually stream that. I love that. I love everything John Carpenter created musically. It was weird stuff.
I don't know what this is, but number 8 is Spooky Scary Skeletons by Andrew Gold.
Never heard of it. Andrew Gold? That's Lonely Boy.
I think it is.
I'm sure. Wow.
I used to kickbox with Andrew Gold.
Right, you did? Never mind. What?
That's a whole other thing.
Were you a lonely boy at the time?
Number 7 is Disturbia by Rihanna.
Oh, God, I would never know. I don't have any idea what that is.
Same. Number 6, Somebody's Watching Me, Rock.
Oh, I hate to admit, I sort of like that.
That's the one with Michael Jackson on it, I think.
That's terrible.
Number 5, Highway to Hell.
Yeah, that sounds not a Halloween song, but yes, I get it. That
Number
makes sense.
4, Time Warp.
Let's do the time. Let's don't.
Let's don't the Time Warp.
Yeah, again.
Number 3, This is Halloween.
This is Halloween from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. Okay.
Number 2 you got was Thriller, and number 1 was Monster Mash. Yeah.
All right.
So no dollar for you.
Damn it!
See that movie 28 Days Later?
Yeah, I liked it. And then the sequel, 28 Weeks Later or something, was pretty good as well.
I don't remember the sequel. I just remember the original.
Yeah, it was good.
I because
liked
the
it.
Sun never rises for a while in Alaska.
That's true.
And I've so
been there to see that. Oh, yeah.
Same, yeah. So vampires can run free.
That's true. It's a good place to be a vampire.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a good place for what we do in the shadows.
Let's talk horror movies, shall
yes,
we?
Yes, please. I love it.
I have written down 3 I've got written down 4. Okay. One of my favorites is Poltergeist.
Great film. Just watched that again not too long ago.
Did you?
A few days ago, yeah.
Still holds up.
Does. It really does.
You know what doesn't hold up at all?
What's that?
That's garbage. The Lost Boys.
I never liked it. You know, you had to be a teenage girl to like that movie, I think. I never liked it. I was just like, the music's kind of interesting.
I always just kind of have a good memory of it.
Oh, really?
And then you watch again, you go, no.
The only thing that was funny was the very last line where he's like, that's the worst thing about this town, all the damn vampires. That was kind of funny. But, I mean, you know, all the girls I know, every girl I knew, oh, man, it's the best. That and The Outsiders. Yeah, whatever.
So, Poltergeist, The Ring.
The Ring's a good one, yeah.
I love that one.
Japanese movie, wasn't it?
And The Exorcist, the original Exorcist. Yeah.
Really? Now, you say you saw Texas Chainsaw when you were a little kid.
I was too young, yeah.
My wife saw The Exorcist when she was like 5.
Oh, man.
They took her to the drive-in, and she was supposed to be asleep in the back seat, but of course she was watching, It's a Lovely Day for an Exorcism. Your mother's in here. So, yeah, that kind of messed her up. My three would be Dawn of the Dead. We went to see that at midnight so many times. One of the funniest scenes ever. They got the zombie, one of them, coming at him, but he walks up accidentally to the helicopter and it chops his head off, the top of his head off.
Right.
Hilarious. The movie is hilarious. Super freaky American Werewolf in London. I saw that with a bunch of my friends, and we were just out of high school.
That's a weird one.
It was a great one. And then do you remember the nightmare scene where the zombies bust into the house and mess everybody up? And wow, right. That's still one of the most messed up scenes ever. But we saw it at a drive-in. We were all really, really wasted and laying all over my car.
I mean, it does help what condition you're in, yes, when you watch a movie.
And we were freaking out.
And we're going to take your calls at 818-955
favorite horror movies,
KLOS, with your favorite horror movies.
Nice.
Maybe listen along and think of something again to watch this month.
Why not? Always looking for a good horror movie. And yep, my last one, top of the list, because it's just, I was totally into all the 80s horror movies, all the slasher stuff, all of that. So Cabin in the Woods is a perfect
homage
to all of those. That, it's not really a horror, but it is kind of, because you have to really appreciate horror movies, especially 80s ones, to get it. And it's just the idea of what they're doing. And when he starts yelling at the girls, the little girls, if you know that scene.
Yeah.
F you, F you, F you, F you. It's hilarious. So there's all this super gore and, you know, like Creepshow. You said you had a fourth one. That would be my fourth.
Get Out.
Oh, Get Out.
Would be my fourth. Yeah, it was a recent one. But.
I think we should be rude, though. You can only call us with one horror movie.
You have one favorite.
Absolute must-watch
favorite.
Don't
try to sneak in a second.
Like we just did.
Because we'll catch you. 818-955-KLOS, talking about your favorite horror movies.
That's one of my favorites.
Halloween has to be up there,
genres.
The original.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That was freaky as hell. I saw that when it was new, and I'm like, what is this? This is different.
Yep.
Jamie Lee Curtis rules.
She is great. Her.
Speed kills!
your favorite?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. It was with the guy with all the pins in his head.
Oh, Hellraiser.
Pinhead, yeah, Hellraiser.
Yeah, that is a classic. I was really freaked out by it. You know, it's the European movies, the English movies and stuff that are freakiest. Like
is that right?
American Werewolf in London. Hellraiser is a European film. Freaky as hell. Great one.
I like it. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Amityville.
Get Out!
Yeah. Oh, my God. I had my 5-year-old son watch it with me.
Oh, good.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's some great parenting right there.
But he loved it.
Yeah,
he
really?
Nice. He loved it. I told him it's all ketchup and stuff.
Is he in jail now?
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Favorite three movies?
Favorite
one movie.
Phantasm.
Phantasm! Woo! That damn ball!
Oh, yeah.
That thing is bananas as hell. Great one.
Is that where they say,
I want to play a game? I want to play a game.
No, that would be Saw.
Okay.
That was like 40 years later.
All right.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
You two Egyptologists.
Wow, that's weird.
Never been called that before.
No, I don't think so.
Favorite horror movie?
Revenge of the Mummy.
Revenge of the Mummy. Was that like the original Mummy from back, or the new series?
Original.
The original. So why the revenge? Why was that one better?
Well, it's like Montezuma's revenge, you know?
I got
it. Watch your purge.
That's for damn sure. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
You talking about the favorite horror movie?
Yes,
yes please.
Oh, my favorite has to be Dawn of the Dead. That very first one, they're in the cemetery, and he starts messing with his chick.
That's,
like, look at that guy.
That's actually Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, Night of the Living Dead,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Yeah, yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up. They're coming for you, Barbara. Stop it. You're acting like a child. They're coming for you. Stop it. Awesome. Thank you. That's a good one. That is a classic. And it's such a dark and horrible ending. You know, you're rooting for him, and then just an awful, wonderful ending, because it's terrible. All right, so your favorite horror movies. Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your favorite horror movies. You have one?
No One Will Save You.
No One Will Save You?
Yes.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's very new, but I was surprised. It was very good.
Nice.
Excellent.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, did anybody say It yet?
Nope. Nobody has said It.
Now you're talking the one with Tim Curry?
Tim Curry?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
They destroyed me as an 8-year-old.
Damn.
That is a little rough for an 8-year-old, though.
I haven't see him as anything else other than a clown now.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Yeah, I have a red balloon for you, and thanks for calling.
Cheers.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about horror movies that you love.
Oh, shit. Am I on the air?
No, huh?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, are we still talking about favorite horror movies?
Yes, we are.
How come nobody has mentioned any of Rob Zombie's catalog? I just love The Devil's Reject.
Yes, absolutely.
Devil's Reject is great.
Yeah.
Love Rob Zombie.
Horror movie's got to have some nudity in it. It's got to kind of make you feel like a terrible person for watching it. And, like, Rob Zombie stuff really does that.
And if it can pair with Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, you got the perfect double feature.
Hell yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Your favorite horror movie?
A movie called Ghost Story with John Houseman and Fred Astaire. I don't know if you guys ever seen it.
Wow, well, I have not. Ladies,
yeah, you need to check it out. The ladies all, kiss me, you toad. Anyhow, it's a great movie, so hopefully you guys can check it out. It's a classic.
Nice. Is that the remake that George C. Scott was in? Like, they remade it later with him or something? Or am I totally high on it?
I think so, because they used Fred Astaire. He's, like, older then, and so is John Houseman. You gotta check it out, though.
Nice.
It's real suspenseful. Awesome. No one's even heard of it, but you need to check it out.
Very cool. Thank you, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about horror movies.
Yes. Well, this is the question. I actually really love The Lost Boys, and you guys hate it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow, that's awful.
No, we can't have that. No,
no, good
sir.
Movie.
No, no, no.
Hang up
no,
on no. yourself.
We can't have that. 818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite horror movie.
No, Lost
Boys. Ho, ho, ho. Tis the season for horror.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's a couple other movies I was thinking I hadn't mentioned yet, our favorite horror movies. Vincent Price, and I only seen this recently. The Last Man on Earth, really old movie.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah, they ended up remaking it as Omega Man, and then that Will Smith movie, I Am Legend, all remakes of Last Man on Earth. And it's just really depressing. There's something really wonderfully depressing about it. They're not quite zombies. It was still a little early for zombies.
But right.
They can move and do stuff, but
if you want to laugh, Zombie Sheep is Black Sheep.
Oh, yeah.
That's a movie from Australia.
Yes, I've been meaning to watch that. I haven't seen it yet. That's awesome.
It is absurd and crazy and ridiculous.
Nice.
We're taking phone calls on your favorite horror movies. This is my former partner Bean's favorite movie.
Sinister.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I have a friend who loves that movie.
Yeah, that's a great one. I totally forgot about that. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How about Tourist Trap? You guys ever seen that?
Tourist Trap? No,
I don't think so.
Is it anything like Motel Hell?
No, it's actually, if you got a creeped out fascination with mannequins like I do, it's a perfect movie for you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great movie.
What if you don't have a thing for mannequins?
Then not so much.
Kmart, man, when I was a kid on the Rounders, that was freaked me out.
As a result.
I got you, all right.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yeah, you guys still talking about favorite horror movies.
Yes. Right? Yep.
I haven't seen it since I was probably 10, and it was bad, because we saw it in the theaters. It was called Slither.
Slither. Yeah, that would be perfect with... Do you remember that movie?
No, that's the name of a
movie? Yeah, it was a bunch of S's, and it was about a snake.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
I remember seeing it at the drive-in on the marquee, and it's just a bunch of S's. I'm like, what is that? That's cool. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Your favorite horror movie?
I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That is pretty
good. Roger Ebert and who was his pal? Can't remember the other dude.
The film critics?
Yeah. Hated that movie. They were like, that was the worst movie in the world, they said. They actually said that. It was hilarious.
All right, have a good night.
Take care.
Stop it.
It's the dedication line. If you've got a love song you'd like to dedicate to special someone.
Request fest.
What?
There's no dedications.
Song. No tender love songs from Air Supply.
We need up-tempo party songs that'll get your weekend started right.
What?
818-955-KLOS or on Twitter at Kevin and Slugger.
Davey has his request now. His name is Davey. Ryan in San Pedro has come up with a very good request. You know, Judas Priest released a brand new song today.
Yep.
We got our grubby little paws on it. We will play that for you, Brian, for sure. It is the All Request Fest.
818-955-KLOS if you're still on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo. 955-KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was wondering if I can make a request for the All Request Fest.
Hold on, we're checking with the judges. One of them is doing something weird under his robes, but the rest say yes. What do you got?
Awesome. This is Sammy Hagar's birthday today, right?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Anything from Sammy. It could be 55. It don't matter. But Dick in the Dirt, that'd be a good one today.
Right on, man. Awesome.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
And happy birthday to you.
Nope.
Happy birthday to you, Sammy.
Nope. Kay Lewis, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. It's our old request fest.
Awesome. Can I hear some Motorhead?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me.
Awesome.
Which song?
Can I hear the hammer?
I remember hearing that song on the radio all the time back when it was new, a million years ago. All the time. Donnie Iris, Devin in West Hills asked for that one. Good one.
It is KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo. It's our All Request Fest. It is our All Request Fest.
And those are the tickets that just went on sale today. Guns N' Roses and right before that, Black Keys. So I'm hoping you done got yourself some tickets to that show. The All Request Fest BTW is happening thanks to Yamabao Resort and Casino. You can win a 2023 Range Rover Sport at Yamabao Resort and Casino at San Manuel in October. Details are at yamabao.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly. Hello, KLOS. What do you want to hear?
I'd appreciate either some Beastie Boys or some AC/DC.
I say we do both. What if I told you we had some new Judas Priest to play?
Oh, yeah, the new Priest.
Yep.
Yeah, it's called Panic Attack, right?
Yep.
All right, we're going to play it sometime between now and 7, plus we got about half an hour or so left of the All Request Fest.
818-955-KLOS.
As promised earlier, brand new Judas Priest released just today. That is called Panic Attack.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Woo!
Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's only one thing we care about, and we learned about today, and that's that there's an online petition for the billionaire Jeff Bezos to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it.
This is one of my favorite things I've heard in the news in years.
It's all we care about.
I am so on board with this project. I would sit there and watch it and cheer him on. I would fly to France to the Louvre. I would buy tickets to sit there and watch it be eaten. I love it. And so you posted it, right?
Yeah.
So you can sign the petition, join how many people have signed it so far? 18,000?
Almost 19,000 people.
Nice.
Yeah.
To have the Mona Lisa consumed. I love it. All right, well, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Yeah, and by the way,
ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Southern California's rock station.
Weekend.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for tomorrow night's LA Kings game.
Oh, nice.
They play the Carolina Hurricanes. We have 4 tickets for tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can answer some trivia by calling right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Caller 25, we'll have a chance at that. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris!
You ready to do a little hockey trivia?
I hope so. I was born in Canada.
All right. Oh, well, you'll know this then. What is a...
Wait, Kevin's got a blank face. He's gone mad. He's forgotten his own question. He's running around the room now.
What's a yard sale?
Oh, there we go. What's a yard sale?
When they throw all the equipment on the ice, they drop their gloves and sticks and everything.
That's correct.
Is that what you were doing in here? Because you started throwing stuff around.
No, all I could think of was the word garage.
Oh, garage sale.
But a yard sale, that's correct. That's when a player loses equipment, stick, helmet, gloves.
Hey,
players,
that means you win.
Woohoo!
You got 4 tickets for tomorrow night's LA Kings game taking on the Carolina Hurricanes.
Sweet!
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I on the line? What am I supposed to... I know I've... I probably passed the time.
I beg your pardon?
My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm doing really great. How are you?
Even better now. Yeah.
Well, come on.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, let me just get down on my knees.
Woo!
And work it. Special attention to those.
This is my favorite call ever.
The guy that can't play anymore.
Because he's dead?
No.
The guy that can't play anymore.
Do you want to hear my most embarrassing experience?
I think it's time we move on.
I know, but just listen.
Did you know, had you heard, were you aware that The Who recorded My Generation on This Day in Rock in... 1965. Goat's Head Soup hit number one on the U.S. albums charts on this day in rock in 1973. It was the 4th number one album for the Rolling Stones. At 75 years of age, Bob Dylan was awarded the 2016 Nobel Prize for Literature on this day in rock in 2016.